Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Nini. May I have your zip code to assist you, please?
30132.
Thank you. 1 minute, please. Three zero 1 3 2.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And what is your first and last name, please?
Karen Chance.
1 minute, please. What is your shipping address, please?
1931 Braswell Mountain Road, Dallas, Georgia, 30132.
Thank you. Ms. Chance, I'm looking at your account, and I do see since April 9th, the Bites Hub meal planner that helps you to carve your appetite for sugar and carbs.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm calling about, because I never ordered this.
Mm-hmm.
And I just called my gift card place, because this was a gift card that was used.
Yes.
And they told me I needed to call y'all and tell y'all that I did not order that and I wanted my money back, because I don't even know who you guys are. Never even heard of you.
Okay, ma'am.
So I want my $59.89 back.
Mm-hmm. So the company is able to discount you the refund of the monthly charge minus a $5 setup fee.
Okay, now I want all my money back because I didn't set this up. I'm going to use my card fraudulently, and I'm not paying for nothing. I want all of my money back. I want my whole $59.89 back.
Understood, ma'am. So by the time it gets to us, it's considered a valid charge because we only know that it comes in as an order, and it's been over, you know, this is an April amount that was charged, so you've had access to the app. And we only know what's ordered. So
access
the company.
To what app?
That's
I don't
what
know
this
what
is.
App you're even talking about. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. I did not purchase this. Somebody used this card fraudulently, and I did not purchase this. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Did you not hear me?
I did, ma'am.
Okay.
1 moment for a minute, please.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay, Ms. Chance?
Yes.
You're definitely getting the full amount as courtesy from the company, okay?
Okay.
And I'm going to give you the refund.
And when will I receive that?
That will be between 3 and 5 business days. And
okay.
You have the refund order number, and it's the same cancellation number as well.
Okay, so hold on just a second. Let me get to where I can stop and write that down. Because I'm driving.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
Okay, so what's the cancellation number?
That number is, it's cancellation and refund, the same thing. It is
okay.
C like Charlie. And then
okay.
It's
two C's or one C?
Just one.
Okay, C.
Then 92.
Okay.
07.
Okay.
09.
Okay.
6 5
okay.
5
okay
And that is it.
C as in cat. Mm-hmm. 9207 mm-hmm. 09655.
That is correct.
Okay, and you said I should get that within 2 to 5 days? I mean, 3 to 5 days?
3 to 5 days. That is correct.
And what's your name?
Nini, N-I-N-I.
N-I-N-I? Okay, and this will cancel everything, right? I'm not going to be getting no more charges or...
That's right, no more charges and no more anything. Your account is considered closed.
Okay, so what is this anyway? I mean, what kind of company are y'all? Because I have no clue what y'all are. This is a gift card that was given to me, and I went to use it. And, of course, I was expecting a lot more money on it because I haven't used it.
So you're saying...
It was declined, and I called them to find out why, and that's when I found out that I had this charge on there. And I'm like, I have no idea who those people are, what that charge is, or anything.
I'm sorry for that misunderstanding or confusion. Yeah. You were able to get a refund because, you know, these are legitimate purchases. So we don't know how it all, like, you know, somebody pressed the button, somebody ordered. So we just follow up.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Well, I didn't mean to be snappy with you. I just was like...
I understand
very much. It upset me because I was like, well, what the heck? I said, I've only used this card one time, and I knew they should be like $100 and something on this card. And I'm like, that was a gift that somebody gave me, and now somebody's going to use it fraudulently. I mean...
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm just glad it wasn't my like debit card or nothing like that, but still, you know, I was ready to go purchase something, and I couldn't even purchase it because there was not enough money on the card.
Oh, my goodness. Well, ma'am,
I know,
I am glad it worked out for you, and I'm looking forward to that you're going to get your refund, okay?
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, ma'am. The best to you, and thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you.
Okay. Right. Bye-bye now.